So I'm going to step through the new PSoC 3.1 creator that has the Bluetooth 1G support for the PSoC 4 BLE and the PROC BLE SoC solution. I've already downloaded and installed the Cypress version 3.1. Let me just go ahead and find it and launch it. The really nice thing I like about the PSoC Creator 3.1 is that a lot of information is embedded, and a lot of, including data sheets and actually detailed information on the stack. They have component data sheets embedded in the Creator, which you can actually look up and do additional reading on. So I'll just go ahead and register later. This is your typical PSoC Creator startup page. I'm just going to go ahead and actually start a new project. Let's just go ahead and just do a blank. Actually, let's start with a template. With the PSoC 4100 or PSoC 4. So there's a 4100, 4200 with BL. BL stands for Bluetooth Low Energy. Example projects here. I know the evaluation kits comes with the 4200. Let me just do a simple BLE Find Me application, which basically just uses the radio to do alert notification. This is an example that we have here. It actually has a lot of good information. It tells you about the dev board and what the different interfaces are for the LED, their purpose, and so forth. But the important thing here is, in the Bluetooth stack itself and using the stack is very simple to set your specific configurations and parameters. Right here you see the block diagram for the Bluetooth Low Energy stack. You'll notice here on the left there's not any code generated yet, which includes the PWM and the BLE stack and the switches and LEDs as well. But we'll get into that in a minute. But let's go ahead and left click the BLE component. This is where it saves a lot of time when configuring the Bluetooth stack for your specific needs of your application. So it starts off with general, which in the general tab, what we have here, you can select the specific profiles. Since I picked the example Find Me app, it defaulted to the configuration for Find Me. But however, you can choose the different profiles here that are supported by the Bluetooth SIG and by Cypress. Notice that there is also a custom profile. This is where if you need to send custom data and create your own profile service, your 128-bit profile service and your 128-bit UUID characteristics. But just for this example, we're going to stick with Find Me. You could also choose the profile role. Now, profile role within Bluetooth Low Energy, it's the information which device is going to be the server and which device is going to be the client. Since in this particular profile, the device is going to be the GAT server, so we want information that's off of this device. Typically, maybe an iPad or an iPhone or an Android phone would be a GAT client to gain access to information that's on this device. We could actually set the role as well. GAP role is the there's a peripheral mode and a central. And in this particular case, since it's a peripheral to an iPad or an Android phone or an iPhone, it's set to a peripheral. But here you can see the different choices to set your device to be a central mode or peripheral and central, which is part of the new 4.1 spec of being able to switch roles during the application. If we actually go into the profile details, this is just list the details of the specific profile. So we have generic access information, we have with the device name. So the device name here is Find Me Target, the appearance. A lot of this information is based on information that's populated in the general tab and the gap settings and built in. So you can't really edit information here, but you can in the gap settings. So within the gap settings, in general, I could actually set the device name and say, Alan's Find Me. Or in the advertisement settings, you can also define the discoverability mode. So we have a mode, which is advertising and connectable, non-discoverable, where you're not connectable, and then unlimited and so forth. You could also choose your advertising type. Again, this is kind of the discovery mode above. And then your filter policy, if you're the central device, if you're creating a whitelist or a peripheral device, a whitelist of devices you want to connect to or devices to connect to you. Channel maps, you can choose all channels, which is preferable and recommended when you're in advertising, or you could limit it to a certain channel. And then your actual intervals. So you could actually define your advertisement intervals here. And this is really nice. To use this type of system, graphic user interface, instead of embedding all of this information in the code. In the advertisement packet, we can see that we're advertising the service UUID or immediate alert service, but then you could also add specific data into this advertisement packet. Now, depending on information, we could actually add specific data as well if we were using a custom GAT profile. But we also want to list our local name in the advertisement packet. Let's do a complete name. But as you populate the advertisement packet here with your selections or with your particular data, all of these are exposed. You actually get a warning that the maximum length of the packet, which is 31 bytes according to the Bluetooth spec, that you've exceeded that amount of information. So this is actually a good tool to let you know that, hey, every advertisement packet, you only have 31 bytes, and the information that you want to send across exceeds that. So it actually does a check for you and does some housekeeping for that information. So I'm just going to leave that immediate service data off and just leave my local name on. So this is the information that's going to be advertised in the advertisement packet. Scan responses, this is again another type of, if you are inquired, the type of information is scan response packet, same as the advertisement packet. And then security, so we can set security, mode 1, mode 2. The nice thing is that you can actually, if you don't know what these modes are, you can click on data sheet. And the data sheet for the BLE stack would be pulled up, and most of the information that you will have questions for within the BLE stack will be within this data sheet. Let me go and close this out. But let's say I don't want to do security pairing method. I just want to use just works. There's the old passkey entry, out of band pairing, or just works. And the bonding and the encryption key size. So this portion of the Bluetooth Low Energy stack within the PSoC Creator is very helpful. You can set all of your parameters, your settings within this menu without having to touch any code. But let's just go ahead, and you notice here no code has been generated. Let's go ahead and apply and hit OK. And I will generate the application. So while it's generating the application, all of the APIs, header files, and everything you need for the Bluetooth Low Energy is automatically created here. So you can see all the BLE header files, C files, and stacks, and services. Again, everything's already